thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Beautiful.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Marvelous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, your bird won at 28.5 degrees east at Rowan and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampar Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Kingdom study reports on the many health benefits of religious faith. In animal welfare news, Nepal's rhinos are increasing in numbers. In social science news, American researchers find that meditation helps improve focus and memory. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 9th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Pakistan, His Excellency Makhdoom Syed Yusuf Raza Gilani. Born in 1952, His Excellency has been serving in office since 2008. Prime Minister Gilani has shown dedication to building peace in the region. In addition, His Excellency has announced his commitment to enhancing the roles of women in all fields of life. Working to protect the well-being of Pakistani citizens, Prime Minister Gilani has also sought to establish weather warning systems for the nation. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Makhdoom Syed Yusuf Raza Gilani, for your devotion to the people of Pakistan. We respectfully wish you a very happy birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Fly in news. Heavy rains bring fatal flooding to Haiti and the Caribbean. Thousands of people in the Dominican Republic, Haiti, Jamaica and Puerto Rico, USA, have been forced from their homes in recent days as heavy rains caused landslides. The intense weather has led to the deaths of at least 23 people, with 7 still missing in Haiti, 1 in Dominican Republic and 1 in Jamaica. In Haiti, where many people are still living in tents following the January 2010 earthquake, aid workers fear another large outbreak of cholera. In the Dominican Republic, over 4,000 people were evacuated, as hundreds of homes were inundated, while emergency services personnel in Jamaica worked to rescue 50 people trapped by floodwaters.
Sending all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with local officials to see if any assistance is needed and to go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable. She added that emergency funds are available.
We thank the rescue and other personnel working to ensure the safety of the storm-stricken people, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai, for her heartfelt concern. May such inclement conditions be eased as we strive for more conscientious care of our shared earthly abode.
Arizona wildfire still not close to being contained. With 78,000 acres consumed in a 24-hour period, officials stated that as of Tuesday, June 7th, the Wallow Fire had burned across more than 311,000 acres since igniting on May 29th, making it the second largest wildfire in the state's history. Up to 3,500 people were evacuated as the blaze continued at zero containment for a tenth day, with intense winds spurring it northward toward the mountain towns of Eager and Springerville near New Mexico. Over 2,300 firefighters were working to extinguish the blaze, whose smoke has been carried into states like Colorado and New Mexico, and as far away as Iowa. On Monday, Governor Jan Brewer had declared a state of emergency in Apache and Greenlee counties, as 900 other firefighters continued efforts to put out the Horseshoe 2 fire, which had scorched over 104,000 acres and forced the evacuation of two small communities in the southeastern part of the state. The American Red Cross announced that it is providing shelter for evacuees, with the Salvation Army on standby in case of need.
Our gratefulness for the efforts of the courageous firefighters and the assistance of the Red Cross. May the earth and all her inhabitants be protected through our kinder stewardship of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out. From freedom of speech to national sovereignty, people across the globe are demanding reform and social change from their governments as they gather together in countries such as Abkhazia, Afghanistan, Bahrain, Georgia, India, Kyrgyzstan, Libya, Palestine, Syria, Turkey, and Yemen.
Joined by thousands of supporters in other cities throughout India, 73-year-old social activist Anna Hazare held a one-day fast Wednesday in New Delhi, while Swami Baba Ramdev continued a fast at his ashram in Haridwar, both urging the government to end corruption. Mr. Hazare also called for the introduction of the anti-corruption Lokpal bill by August 15th, or he will begin an indefinite fast.
Speaking out against the Tuesday burning of a Palestinian mosque in a West Bank village, UN Middle East Peace Coordinator Robert Zeri called upon Israeli officials to ensure that those responsible for the act were held accountable. Also denouncing the act were Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Ehud Barak, the Palestinian Authority, a spokesperson for the U.S. Obama administration, and another for the U.S. State Department.
In support of efforts made for the past several weeks by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to convince the Bahraini government to end its violent crackdown, U.S. President Barack Obama met with Bahrain's Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Khalifa on Tuesday and urged him to bring the rights abusers to trial.
After a woman claiming to be the Syrian ambassador to France announced her resignation Tuesday in a telephone interview with France 24, the actual envoy, Islamia Shakur, appeared on other TV channels denying that she had quit, indicating that the France 24 interview may have been a hoax. Ms. Shakur stated that she would pursue legal action against France 24, with the news agency stating that it, too, would seek accountability from those responsible for such an act.
On Wednesday, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan stated that his country would not close her door to the hundreds of Syrian refugees fleeing across the border in recent days out of fear for their government's retaliation on the deaths of security forces. With at least 5,000 more Syrians who have fled into northern Lebanon since April as well, UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres stated that the large exodus was of enormous concern.
During an outbreak of conflict in Kyrgyzstan between ethnic Kyrgyz and Uzbeks over a four-day period in June 2010, over 400 people perished, the vast majority of whom were Uzbeks. In a recent report, human rights group Amnesty International stated that Kyrgyz security forces used excessive force against Uzbeks during their search efforts to locate those participating in the violence, and that the failure so far of the Kyrgyz government to bring those responsible for the violence to justice could lead to future bloodshed and human rights violations.
During regularly scheduled meetings between Russia and Georgia, held in Geneva, Switzerland, and mediated by the UN and European Union mediators, troubling signs of discord have been emerging between the two neighbors. The meetings, which have been held since conflict erupted in 2008, are intended to diplomatically resolve any issues. However, both sides have recently been accusing each other of infractions, such as illegal border crossings and other actions of ill intent, leading to concerns that conflict could emerge again.
As tribal forces voluntarily withdraw from buildings they had occupied last week during clashes with Yemeni security forces, activists in the country are urging Vice President Abdul Rabu Mansour Hadi to formally declare acting leadership following the departure of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. This will initiate the process of ending the Yemeni leader's rule and transitioning to a democracy for the benefit of the country. President Saleh has been recovering in Saudi Arabia from serious wounds that include large areas of burns, brain injury, and surgery that was required to remove shrapnel fragments from his chest.
The Italian journalist agency reported that he has also been placed in a medically induced coma.
As we sorrow for the loss of lives and suffering, we pray for all strife to end and that people in every nation may decide freely to walk a path of dignity and peace.
Peaceful energy begets peace. During a video conference on June 4th at the Expo Ser Holistic Health event in Mexico's World Trade Center, invited guest speaker Supreme Master Qinghai lauded the government for its green endeavors while encouraging all in the world to adopt the organic vegan solution for halting climate change. During a question and answer session, one Expo participant spoke about Supreme Master Qinghai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, asking how peace is related to the organic vegan diet.
At the core of the way to peace is the organic vegan diet, because the organic vegan diet is a diet of peace. On the contrary, the animal diet is a diet of violence. This is truly a war on animals, with complete imprisonment, torture, executions with knives and guns, and explosive even. Extremely high financial and health costs for people as well. And destruction of all kinds, such as psychological damage and environmental devastation. And soon, maybe the destruction of the whole planet. If we continue to generate non-peaceful energy, be it through war between humans or war on animals, we will not beget peace, because like beget like. Only peace energy will beget peace for our planet. Everyone should be informed and adopt the organic vegan diet, a diet that saves lives, a diet of peace.
Our thanks, Exposer, for this forum to raise awareness about the health of ourselves and the planet. We also appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing her time and spiritual knowledge in this crucial period. May the day come soon that everyone's adoption of the gentle, organic, vegan lifestyle begets lasting peace on Earth.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of this live video conference at a later date on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
European Union meets over E. coli outbreak.
With scientists still seeking the source of the deadly infection, lives claimed have risen to 26, with data compiled by German news agency DPA, putting the total of confirmed and suspected cases at around 3,000, while the number of patients with serious complications leading to potential kidney failure rose to 725. Thankfully, the rate of new infections has slowed. However, German health authorities expect more E. coli deaths. During an urgent meeting called in Luxembourg on Tuesday, June 7th, European Union agricultural ministers offered €210 million to compensate produce farmers through the month of June for sales that had been decimated due to the implication of their products in the deadly E. coli outbreak.
Although it was recently proven that the source of the outbreak did not originate in Spain, Spanish fruit and vegetable producers are still losing an estimated €225 million a week due to the outbreak, while European farmers as a whole are seeing losses of as much as €400 million a week.
As we all know, the initial suspicion raised by the German authorities that cucumbers from Spain were the cause has not been confirmed by any test results available.
Furthermore, like the Spanish cucumbers, organic bean sprouts from a German farm that were suspected of being the source of the outbreak were also found to be without contamination. However, the source of infection is still unknown.
Is it about the use of overuse of antibiotics in livestock? Is it about manure spreading?
Starting Wednesday, Saudi Arabia also banned vegetable imports from European countries, while the Czech Republic State Veterinary Administration has begun testing meat samples from German pigs and cattle, as the Shiga toxin-producing E. coli is known to survive in the animal's intestines.
James Payton, head of the Bacteriopathogenesis Laboratory at the University of Adelaide in Australia and World Health Organization member of a panel studying antibiotic resistance in the food chain, highlighted once again the likelihood of livestock as the original source of the infection, as he stated that manure from cattle infected with E. coli can quickly spread through both air and water to contaminate vegetable fields.
While it saddens us to know of the tragic loss of lives due to this deadly bacteria, we thank the European Union and all others for your efforts to bring remedy and relief to the situation, wishing the afflicted a swift recuperation to complete vitality, as we pray that the world also turns quickly to the health and peace of mind of animal-free fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice,
8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc. 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel welcomed to the White House. As Chancellor Merkel arrived for her first official visit to the United States, her meetings with President Barack Obama included discussions about maintaining stability in the global economic system and a joint call for Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to step down for the benefit of the Libyan people. On Tuesday, June 7th, the U.S. President presented Chancellor Merkel with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the country's highest civilian honor. As one of the foreign dignitaries who has ever been bestowed this distinction, Chancellor Merkel remarked that it symbolized their nation's diplomacy, as she said,
"Die Freiheitsmedaille sehe ich als Ausdruck der exzellenten deutsch-amerikanischen Partnerschaft an. Gemeinsam treten unsere Länder für Frieden in Freiheit ein."
Your Excellency Chancellor Merkel, our respectful accolades for your deserved honor and cordial visit. May relations between Germany and the U.S. continue to blossom for the people of both countries and the world.
Save our planet. As a heatwave persists in northern India, above normal temperatures continue in the capital New Delhi, with extreme highs of 48.2 degrees Celsius in other cities like Barna, affecting both tourism and already scarce water supplies.
Save our planet. For the fourth consecutive year, officials in Central Texas, USA, are reporting increased cases of murine typhus, a disease whose symptoms include cough and very high fever, with experts saying that the higher incidence is likely caused by conditions associated with prolonged drought.
Jesse the Gazelle, and I'm happily following the earth-saving vegan diet. Here's a tip today for the gardener. If it's physically challenging for you to bend over or get down on your knees to plant seeds and other tasks, you can build or purchase waist-high plant beds. They can be designed to your individual needs. Have fun with your green thumb. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In Faith News, United Kingdom researchers discover the many health benefits of religious belief. Dr. Alex Bunn and Dr. David Randall of the Christian Medical Fellowship analyzed 1,200 studies and 400 reviews. They found that having faith was linked to better protection from getting physical illnesses and increased ability to cope with sickness. Furthermore, enhanced mental well-being was reported. One study involving over 20,000 American adults showed 7 years higher life expectancy among regular churchgoers. Our thankfulness, Dr. Alex Bunn and Dr. David Randall, for highlighting some of the advantages of having faith in the divine. May all people flourish in body, mind, and spirit.
In animal welfare news, Nepal's rhinos are rising in numbers. The one-horned rhinoceros population in Nepal has increased to 534, which is almost 100 more than 3 years ago. The positive results have been attributed to the Nepalese government cooperating with conservationists and the WWF Nepal, as well as working together with communities. Mr. Anil Madanhar of WWF Nepal stated, "Even though the current census shows the rise in rhino number, we cannot be complacent, and therefore continuous efforts from all sectors is essential. Our heartfelt gratitude to Nepalese government, WWF Nepal, and all conservation groups for your laudable joint efforts. May the beautiful herbivorous rhinos continue to thrive in safety and happiness on a gentle and long-lasting ecosphere." Coming up, meditation helps people to screen out distractions and improve focus. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. More friendly news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, soothing news for a comfortable world. In social science news, meditation assists in improving focus and memory. American researchers from the Massachusetts General Hospital, Harvard Medical School, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology found meditation helps to enhance the function of the alpha rhythm. This is the frequency particularly responsible for the cells in the cortex area of the brain, which process touch, sight, and sound. Study co-leader Dr. Catherine Kerr stated, "Our discovery that mindfulness meditators more quickly adjusted the brain wave that screens out distraction could explain their superior ability to rapidly remember and incorporate new facts." Kudos, Dr. Kerr and fellow researchers, for demonstrating some of the benefits of meditation. May serene hearts and tranquil minds be experienced by all for a peaceful world.
I sincerely, earnestly call on all members of spiritual orders from different groups, different belief systems. Please do meditate whenever you can, the longer the better, for the sake of protecting our planet with your positive energy. If you don't know how to meditate, please go and learn with any group that you deem fit for you. Or meditate the way I have taught a few times ago. Please ask our association members if you don't know how, if you forget what I have told. And pray if you don't want to meditate. Pray hard with all your heart and your love to heaven so that our world will turn into a merciful, compassionate planet. And then we will have the final, lasting, forever peace on earth. I have suggested some hours so that you can meditate with us. Five to six a.m. Central European Time. 10 to 11 a.m. Central European Time. 13 and 14 hours Central European Time. 21 to 22 hour Central European time. Please do meditate and pray with us in these certain hours, if you can, because unified energy is very powerful. When a lot of people united in the same meaningful effort, then we're going to have result very surely. Also, if you cannot do it in these certain hours, you can do it in any hours that you choose or that you have free time. Please join us to meditate in whatever way you have chosen to do for World Vegan and World Peace. Thank you very much, all of you, in advance. And good luck to our planet and our people. Vegan World Peace. Just you close your eyes, you concentrate in the middle of your forehead, and from there you look right in to the center of whatever come in front of you, within, not outside. You can enjoy the kingdom of God right here and right now, even. The light you see inside, the heaven you see inside, the voice of God you hear inside, that's yourself nature, that's the Buddha nature. And you can enjoy this every day if you wish to, if you want to make a better use of the time on this planet. The person who is vegan can meditate as long as he wants. There will be no side effect. But meat eaters, I would advise them to meditate a maximum half an hour at a time. Half an hour a day, or maybe 20 minutes in two times. Yeah? 20 minutes morning, 20 minutes evening.
Remember, during meditation, we should always remember God. And if you feel any fear or anxiety or any reason, call on God to protect and bless you.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Visitors.
The wife. Look at the old clothes I have to wear. If people came to visit, they would think I was the cook.
So the husband said, well, they would change their minds if they stay for dinner.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Kenya Potato Matoki in Swahili on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
You have put incredible effort into translating this program. This is amazing. Inas from the United Kingdom.
Kind Inas, it's great to hear from you. We are very happy that people speaking a variety of languages will be able to watch this lovely plant-based cooking show given by our Swahili Association members. Bon vegan appetit with our best wishes and love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be forever uplifted by the glory and wonder of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As the New York Times reports that U.S. national security advisors are considering larger initial troop withdrawals than originally planned from Afghanistan, U.S. President Barack Obama is expected to make a more definite announcement later this month.
In an effort to safeguard against future nuclear disasters, energy ministers and nuclear agency officials from 33 countries meeting in Paris, France, agree on the priority of increased testing and safety measures at global nuclear power plants.
U.S. President Barack Obama joins global leaders from the UK, South Korea, China, India, France, Japan, and North Korea, among others, who convey their immediate support for United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to retain his position for a second term.
The two-day festival Befriend Southeast Asia begins in Olak of Vietnam, with visiting youth from Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, and Cambodia enjoying music, dance, folk games, and workshops that span their country's cultures.
In a visit with Cuban officials by Surinamese President Desi Bouterse, both parties agreed to enhance bilateral relations, with Cuba also promising to send at least 55 doctors and other health workers to the South American nation.
6 months after he went missing, the Samantha Squires of Colorado, USA is joyfully reunited with Labrador canine Buster Brown, who was identified thanks to a microchip implant and the efforts of shelter personnel when he was found some 1,200 miles from home.
During a meeting with Chinese Defense Minister Liang Guanli, South Korea's Minister of Defense Kwan Jin thanks China for her diplomatic efforts in aiding stability and peace on the Korean Peninsula.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.